From Spark and Anvil and RoboForge, this is Sense, in Chapter 1 of the RoboForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Sense is a careful observer, like a bat listening in a dark cave. They wear a workshop vest, hung with a perception card, listing every sensor option. Their eyes are the color of cool ultrasound blue, with soft silver stripes, and they miss nothing. I am Sense. I teach sensors and perception. The robot only knows what it can sense. A robot has no eyes or ears unless you give it sensors. Each one has its own strengths and blind spots. My craft is matching the right sensor to the right task. List the task's needs, then pick the sensors that fit. The task today was a low-walled maze. A robot sat motionless on a workbench, waiting for its senses. Our robot must navigate this maze without hitting walls. A camera gives too much information. What about touch? A touch sensor only knows when it has already hit a wall. That is too late for smooth navigation. But an ultrasonic sensor uses sound to measure distance. It tells us where a wall is before we hit it. The students understood. They mounted ultrasonic sensors to the robot's front and side, giving it new eyes. The robot's intelligence is built from its senses. No sensor means no perception, and no perception means no intelligence for this task. The craft was choosing the right sensors, not just more sensors. It was about efficiency and purpose. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Computer Science Teachers Association standards. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.